Hi, pretty good school.
请我们打开腓立比书第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
我们会从第一节念到第十八节。第一节到十八节。
We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 18.
找到我们就一起来念。
After we have turned to the scripture, we can read it together.
所以，在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。使我的喜乐可以满足，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要当顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，不要成就他的美意。发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，好叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐，你们也照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们把你的话打开在我们的面前。
Lord, we open up your word before us.
我们更需要圣灵开启我们的心，让我们能够在你的面前有一个受教的心，有一个能听的耳朵。
Lord, we need the Holy Spirit to open our hearts so that we can have a listening ears, a teachable heart to receive your words.
主在字句之外，求主的圣灵叫你的话成为我们里边的亮光，成为我们的生命和力量。
Lord, we need on top of the wording itself, we need you yourself to shine light on this verse so that this verse can be our life and our light.
求主照着你应许的，当我们奉你名聚集的时候，你在我们的中间。
Lord, we ask you to according to your promise, you are with us when we meet together in your name.
也藉着你的圣灵在这里，将主你自己的话来解开在我们每个人的心中。
And also through the work of the Holy Spirit, may you open and explain your words in our hearts.
一面求主用宝血遮盖接近我们讲的、翻译的，还有在听的。
Lord, we ask you, you use your blood to cleanse, to cover the speaker, the translator, and all the listeners.
越过任何一个人的缺陷软弱，
surpass all the weaknesses of every one of us，
照每一个人心中的需要，你的圣灵在人的心中来说话。
The Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts according to the needs of every one of us。
我们要对你说，主啊，请说，仆人们在你面前静听。
Now we would like to say to you, O Lord, please speak, your servant is hearing。
你若不对我们的心说话，我们就会像一般死去的人一样。
Lord, if you don't speak to us, we just like dead men。
我们需要你用你自己生命的话语来点活我们里边。
Lord, we need your the word of life to quicken our hearts inside。
也开启我们里边的眼睛。
Also, we need you to open our inner eyes。
不让我们在黑暗里边行走，不知道往哪里去。
So that we won't be continuously walking in the darkness, don't know where to go。
也不让我们随从己意而行走。
And forbid us to walk our own way。
我们愿意做你顺命的儿女。
Lord, we are willing to be a obedient servant, obedient children to you。
做你忠心的奴仆。
Be a faithful servant to you。
愿主在我们当中被高举。
May you be exalted in our midst。
奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name。 Amen。
主如果愿意的话，我会继续的跟弟兄姐妹在圣经中的腓立比书继续的来交通这一卷的书。
God's willing, I would like to share continuously from the book of Philippians the word of God with us。
今天我们开始是第二章。
Today we start at chapter 2。
这一章的主题是以基督耶稣的心为心。
The theme of this chapter is our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus。
在第一章我们曾经提到基督是我们的生命。
In chapter 1 we mentioned that Christ is our life。
我们不论或生或死都是主的人。
No matter we live or die, we belong to Christ。
既然我们有了主的生命，
Since we have the life of Christ，
第二章开始提到我们就必须以基督耶稣的心为心。
So in chapter 2 it mentioned that we should have the heart as Christ's heart。
在第一到第二节这里说到，
In verse 1 and 2, it mentioned,
在基督的里边，我们才可能有彼此的劝勉、安慰、交通。
Only in Christ, we can have the possibility, we can be able to comfort one another, have fellowship one another.
并且才可能有同一样的心思，同一样的意念。
Only then we can have the same mind and the oneness。
这里所说的同一个的心思和同一个的意念，
Here mentioned about the being like-minded，
不是说谁的主张必须被别人来贯彻和执行。
It's not referring to whoever's idea, we have to follow or execute the idea。
在主的话语里边常常劝弟兄姐妹，神的儿女们必须有同心合意的那一个的合意。
In the word of God, it mentioned children of God should have one heart, one unity。
但是这不是我们世人当中的统一。
This is not about the unity with the mentality of this world。
我曾经生长在中国的特殊的历史。
I've been grown up in a very special history of China。
我深知什么叫做统一。
I know quite well what it means by unity。
有一段很漫长的时间
in a quite a long time,
我所处的环境我们必须讲同一样的话喊同一样的口号。
The place or the context I was living, we have to speak the same words, the same idea.
我们甚至不必须穿同一样原式的衣服。
Even that we need to wear the same color of clothing.
那些的政党以为说把外边的东西都搞一样了，这就叫做同心。
The political party thought that if we can do the same thing outwardly, then we have unity.
其实在社会上的团体和组织就会注重这些外表的统一。
Actually, the association or organization in this world, they pay much attention to this outward unity.
但是统一永远不是合一。
But this outward unity is not the real oneness.
合一在圣经里边我们看见的就像一个身体的和谐。
The oneness mentioned in the Bible, just like the harmony, oneness in the body.
每个肢体有不同的功能和功用。
Each member of the body has its own function and role.
但是各个的功用都是为着整体，而且是服从于元首的指导。
But each individual functioning is for the whole body and is under the headship of the body.
在这样的情形下，虽然手做手的事，脚做脚的事，口做口的事，耳做耳的事。
In this situation, even the hand do the handwork, ear do the listening work, and the eye doing the seeing work.
但是他们都是自动的，在头脑的指导底下和谐的来叫身体得着成长。
But they are all work under the leadership of the head.For the benefits of the body.
它不需要有一种什么样的外在规范来叫哪个肢体要怎么做。
There's no need to have outward rules to govern how each member should work in what way at what time.
它是身体里边的一种自然的表现和作用。
This is a very natural demonstration and functioning of the body.
是那样的和谐和自然。
It's so natural and harmonious.
除非有长站的人，才会有某些肢体脱节一样的不和谐。
Except for those people, they have physically disabled. In a certain member, those member part can't function.
下边他讲到，凡事不可结党，不可贪图。虚浮的荣耀。
In the following verse, it mentioned that do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
But in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not.Only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others.
在我读过的另一个的英文版本里边是这样的。
In the another English version, it's like this.
对不起啊，我英文其实很差。
My English actually is quite not good.
但是我有时候喜欢读英文译本。
But sometimes I like to read English version of the Bible.
为什么？我告诉你。
I will tell you why.
因为我中文圣经有时候我读得太熟了。
Sometimes I read the Bible, it's quite, a lot of times quite familiar with that.
然后我就会自然地产生一种不自觉的，已经读第一句，我已经第二句跟上去，所以很快就翻过去。
So sometimes I read and read and unconsciously, I just read through them without thinking.
但是如果当我读英文版本的时候，因为我很多字不懂。
Because in English version, when I read it, a lot of English words I don't understand.
我必须停下来查一查字典。
I have to slow down and stay there to do dictionary work.
然后当我停下来的时候，这句话就跟我平时在读中文的意念有更清楚和更深刻的印象。
And sometimes I discover when I remain on the word, I discover there's some extra real meaning in the Bible, which I can't discover in Chinese version only.
所以有时候一些人本身的软弱其实是一个好处的。
So sometimes the weaknesses or shortcoming of man can have advantage.
那我刚才说到在某一个英文版本里边这句话很强调的是说到。
So in a certain English version, the meaning being emphasized is like that.
他说没有自私的野心。
There's no selfish ambition.
没有虚浮的自负。
There's no, superficial pride or shallow arrogance.
所以他很强调的要存心谦卑。
So, being very emphasis on humility in the heart.
在这里我想到谦卑跟自我这两件事的关系。
I think about self and humility, the relationship of these two.
没有一个谦卑的存心，人就不会弃绝自我。
There's no real humility heart. Those heart won't reject the self-centeredness.
没有一个愿意弃绝自我的心，就不可能有真正的谦卑。
If you don't have a heart really rejecting your self-centeredness,You are impossible to have a real humility heart.
所以难怪主耶稣在呼召门徒来跟从他的时候就讲出一个很简单很简单的真理。
No wonder when Jesus Christ called people to be his disciple to follow him, he mentioned one very basic truth.
他说若有人要跟从我
He said, if anyone wants to follow me,
是你自愿的。
It is your willingness.
他没有强制性的抓你，你非得来这样跟从我。
He never control you and pull you to follow him.
他从来都留给并且尊重人的自我意志。
He always leaves the self, decision, self-will.
他说若有人要来跟从我。
He said, if anyone wants to follow me,
就让他实际背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then let him bear his cross to follow me. Deny himself.
时间过得很快。
Time flies.
在我这么许多年的跌跌撞撞的生活的里边。
In all the past years, stumble, falling down, and rise up, and falling down.
我越来越体会到，其实基督徒的生活很简单，也只有一个事情很重要。
I start to understand that Christian life actually is very simple, and there's some principle very important.
说穿了，就是要拒绝自我。
At the end of the day,It is to forsake your own self.
可惜的是，当我们传福音的时候，我们没有抓住这一个重点。
But unfortunately, a lot of time when we preach the gospel, we haven't grasped hold on this principle.
我们一半对，一半不完整的，让人有个错觉。
Sometimes we give a half true, half right picture.To those people we preach the gospel.
的确很多人是在遇到了困难绝路病重各种的难处的当中他们需要来就近主的拯救
Yes, when people come across suffering, sickness, difficulties, hardship and they come to Christ
然后我们传福音的时候就对他们说主能帮助你
And then we preach the gospel in a way like that God, the Lord can help you
你如果来投靠主主一定能拯救你
If you come to God, He is able to save you.
没错
It's right.
但是如果就停在这里的话
But if we stop there,
我们得救的人仍然是概念中是这样
神都在为我服务。
So in the people, even they are saved, they have a mentality that God is a God to serve me.
我有起事来就叫他，请他，求他来帮助我。
Whenever I have a problem or issue, I can ask him to help me.
如果我没有什么困难的时候，我就请他最好别打扰我。
If I don't have any problem or issue, the best is that God doesn't come to bother me.
在我们真的有点心成为基督徒以后想长进的时候，
When we have a heart and desire to grow as a Christian,
我们也常常的没有忘掉我们这一个的自我。
A lot of time we haven't forgot ourselves.
我们开始给自己定义，我要这样做，我要那样做，我要讨主的喜欢。
We use our own mind, own thought. We say we want to please God in this way and serve God in that way.
同样，这也没错。
And this is right as well.
但是这个也是一半。
But this is also half truth.
所以今天我们看见许多基督教的教导本身是不完整的。
So we can see today a lot of so-called Christian teaching.They are incomplete.
很多人产生一个这样的概念。
A lot of people have this kind of mentality.
只要我认为是好的。
As far as I think this is
我的存心是好的。
My intention is good.
是为着别人的好处。
It's for the good of the others.
为着某些事情的好处。
It's good for the matters.
我们就可以算是在遵行神的旨意。
Then we can consider ourselves as the one who do God's will.
所以今天到处对基督徒的鼓励是说，
So everywhere we encourage Christians like that.
把你的最好，把你的天才，把你所能拿来给主用，为主用。
Give your best talent, give your best ability to be used by God.
这仍然是只有一半对。
This is also half true.
因为真正的你认识了神的恩典和怜悯的话，
Because once you really understand and experience the mercy and grace of God,
我们实在没有办法用我们的好来服侍主的。
Actually, we have no way to
正如你在没得救之前，我们会告诉你，你的善行没办法救你。
Just like before you are saved, we told you, the Bible told us that even your good behavior, good works,
你必须单单靠主耶稣基督宝血的拯救，他是你唯一的救主。
You can only rely on the blood of Jesus Christ. Only He can save you.
行善和守律法救不了你。
Obeying the law or do goodness can't save you.
同样，在你得救以后，在你成长的过程当中，
In the same way, after you are saved, in your growing as a Christian,
如果你只是以为用你的善，用你的努力可以来讨主的喜欢，
If you think your effort and good work can please God,
你很可能要么就是半路会灰心丧志。
Very probably, in a half way, you will be discouraged and disappointed.
你另一个可能就是你越服侍，你就越骄傲，你就越自负。
Another possibility is that as long as you serve more, you will become more proud, more arrogant.
所以在圣经从旧约就是有这么清楚的教导。
So in the Old Testament, it has clear teaching on that.
你要到神的殿中，到会幕里边去侍奉神的时候，
If you want to go to the temple of God to serve God,
你首先需要在祭坛的前边被羔羊的血或者牛犊的血来为你赎罪，为你洁净。
You need to have the blood of the sacrifice, the sin offering of a lamb or other animal to cleanse your sin first before you can go to serve.
你必须脱下你自己原先的一切。
You need to get rid of all of your own self.
而且是照着神的吩咐的发样式而来亲近神的。
And also draw close to the Lord according to His principle.
不然的话，人越多的热心，越多的热情，会造成越多的混乱。
Otherwise, if you have more zeal, more passion, you will cause more confusion.
这里所讲到的，要以耶稣基督的心为心，
here say that your attitude or heart should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
是要让我们能够看清楚一件事。
So that we can see clearly on one thing.
我们开始正式跟脱离自我那一个老旧的统治我们的主人。
Then we can start to discover the old self, this old self reigning on us in the past.
他说个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Also mentioned here, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
保罗在同一章后边讲到，有些人不以基督的心为心，他们只顾自己的事。
In later part of this chapter, Paul mentioned about some people, they don't have a heart as Christ's heart, and they only concern about their own thing.
但是一个基督徒当他蒙恩得救的时候，有一个特征是什么呢？
But when a person become a Christian, saved, he has a characteristic. What is that?
你想一想，在使徒行传，当彼得向那当时的群众传完主的福音的时候，
You can reflect on when those people, they listen toPeter's preaching and being saved.
圣经记载说，那许多信的人都是一心一意的。
The Bible mentions this new believer, they have one heart and one mind.
没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家共用。
No one said this like anything belong to me only.But all the things they share in common.
如果我们在做梦，梦想共产主义社会的美妙。
If we dream, we dream about the goodness, good idea of communism.
其实在使徒行传那里已经出现过。
Actually, in history, in the book of Acts, it occurred.
一般的罪人蒙主耶稣的拯救以后，
These sinners, saved by grace,
他们的罪得着赦免。
Their sin has been forgiven.
他们的生命里边有一个彻底的改变。
In their heart, there's a thorough change.
他们不再想到属于自己的。
They no longer think about those selfish thoughts, those selfish possessions.
他们把什么的东西都看成是主的，也是大家的。
Everything they originally possess, they see that it's.Belong to all other Christians.
所以难怪那个时候的福音是这么样迅速的传出去。
No wonder the gospel being preached at that time is so fast.
他们是用他们的生活来向周围的人传福音。
They're using the daily living, actual living to preach the gospel.
因为一个不为自己的生命是人世间没有的。
Because a life doesn't live for himself, this life in this world you can't find.
因为就算所有的宗教教导也都是为着叫人为善，为着叫自己更美而已。
Because all other religions are, they are talking about teaching people being good for their own benefit.
但是只有基督的福音是叫人脱离自我的。
But only the gospel of Christ, they show people to forsake themselves.
他们有一个很自然的回应，就是不在以自己为中心为利益来思想问题。
There's a natural response to the gospel is that they no longer concern for their own old self, their own possession.
第五节说到，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Verse 5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being invery nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
这里讲到主耶稣，他本来就是神。
He said, Jesus Christ originally is God.
他是神本体的真相，是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He's the real image of God. He's the glory demonstration of God.
他以他全能的命令托住了万有。
He used his authority command to support everything.
他就是那太初与神同在的道。
He is in the very, very beginning to be with God. He is the Word.
道成了肉身，住在人的中间， 充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Word, the word incarnated in flesh and tabernacle among men with full of grace and truth.
所以这里说到他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
So in verse 7 say, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant being made in human likeness.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death.
当他道成肉身，住在人间，带来恩典和真理的同时，
after he incarnated as a man,And he brings truth and grace among men.
他活出了最真实、最合神心意的人的生活的样式。
He lived out the most pleasing God, the most desirable life for God.
他这样的祷告说
，He prayed this.
神啊，我来了。就是为要遵行你的旨意。
God, as I come, the purpose is to do your will.
他从来都是说，我不凭我自己想做什么。
He always say that by myself, I don't do anything.
我所说所做的是因为从我父那里听见看见了。
The thing I'm saying, the thing I'm doing is I hear the voice of God and I see the work of God.
他也很清楚知道说，我来了不是要来受人的服侍，而是要来服侍人，
also,
并且要使命做多人的赎价。
He also said, I come is not to be served by people, but to serve people be, and also be the ransom of to many.
他也告诉我们这些蒙他拯救和愿意跟随他的人说，
He also said to those people, they have a heart to follow him, the one who belongs to him.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就可以得着安息。